Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning, and thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. I am just trying to get the dust bunnies out of my throat. They always show up when I get to the studio, I tell you. So today is one of our classes today, which is always exciting. Asset-based class starts off at 9 o'clock this morning over in Bellevue, so I know a lot of you are signed up. And you know what I just love about these classes? We always talk about this. We do these classes because we get these people together, and then at the end they ask all these questions. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them always share their stories. And we have really, when it breaks down, we really have two types of clients. We have the clients that have, I would say over half of them have really experienced a long-term care event. They've either been a caregiver or they've watched someone in their family go through this. And mm-hmm. so it's just right there front and center for them. And a lot of times those people will come in and share their stories, you know, talking about this is what happened with my dad, or this is how I was having to take care of my mom or my spouse or whatever it is. And that's really what this whole show is about, what our classes are about, is helping people understand the magnitude of a long-term care situation.
And the consequences that a lot of people don't realize. They just don't think about.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, the reason why people say, why do we have this show? And I'm just going to tell you point blank. It's not to tell you which is the best plan, because we don't know that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have enough money or not. Nobody knows that. What it boils down to is understanding what a long-term care event is and how you can mitigate that risk. And that's really, I just don't think people fully understand the magnitude of being a caregiver or the cost. I mean, we always think of it financially, mm-hmm. like whether I have enough money or not.
Of course it's expensive.
Yeah, and that's a given, right? That to me is the Captain Obvious side of it. But it's about having a plan. It's like your house burns down. Now, you've got a sack full of money. What do you do? Well, you got to go out and you got to find a builder, right? And then he says, hey, do you have a permit? And you're like, well, no. Well, how do I do that? Well, you got to go get a permit first. Well, mm-hmm. is the old house torn down? Is it scrapped off? No. Well, you got to have a permit to dump that. You know, and off it goes. Well, think of that's kind of the way a long-term care event happens. You know, you got these people that you've now all of a sudden I need to arrange this care. I need physical therapy. I need somebody to come in with the lifting and the bathing and the dressing and someone for light housework. And I've got to coordinate all this care. And now I got to do the research and find out who's doing this and on and on and on. And oh, by the way, I still have a life to live. Mm-hmm. I still have kids to take care of, or I still have a job, whatever it is. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that today, because I just think that that for us, what we're trying to do is educate people on understanding this event. It's unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing by putting a long-term care insurance plan in place is trying to bring some predictability to an unpredictable situation, meaning I now have an 800 number that I can call and people will jump into action and help me or help my family member through this situation. So let's talk a little bit today. Let's just start off right off the bat. I want to talk about some of just the basic misconceptions. And I think right there, the biggest one, this is off of a recent survey. People say it won't happen to me. One third of people surveyed, and this was one of the big insurance companies did this national survey. One third of the people surveyed think they will need care. 40% think their spouse will need care. Uh-huh. Which I thought was pretty classic.
We do hear that a lot, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to need it.
It's not going to be me. It's my wife. I'm just getting this
I'm here for her, or I'm here for him. And 50% of the people out there surveyed think their parents will need it. So we've got, you know, 33% say they might need it. 40% of them think that their spouse will need it for sure, and 50% think that their parents will need it. The truth is, 2 out of 3 of us are going to need it. You know, mm-hmm. almost 7 out of 10. I mean, 70% is what the facts really are. Those are what the statistics bear out. About 7 out of 10 people after age 65 will end up in a long-term care situation. So again, when we're trying to put a long-term care plan in place, I think a lot of people struggle because they think, well, I'm betting against myself, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to need it.
I could be that 30%
I can beat it, whatever it is. Exactly. So the second misconception out there that I think is still really relevant, and we have this come up in every class. Somebody's asking us a question. It's about Medicare or Medicaid. And a lot of people believe that Medicare or Medicaid is going to cover me. And the truth is Medicare, let's just break this down real quick. Medicare is our health insurance. That's the health insurance. It's going to replace our existing insurance when we turn 65. That's for the acute care. That's when I get the cold, when I slip and I fall and I break my arm or something like that. I go in for my physicals. That's what Medicare is for.
And it stays with you and works with your long-term care.
We're going to have it through our entire life. That's what Medicare is. Now, Medicaid covers long-term care service. In fact, Medicaid is the largest payer of nursing home expenses in this country by far. But again, Medicaid is for people that are already broke. That means you have to spend through your assets and become broke. It's means tested. So it's a safety net program. It is not like, oh, well, it's time for long-term care. I'm going to call Medicaid. And I get really frustrated because, you know, you'll hear it on the radio. You'll hear these people out there, these attorneys saying, hey, you know, age in place and stay in your own home. Don't become a burden on your kids. And, oh, by the way, Medicaid's going to come in and provide all these wonderful services for you. And it just doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. And I'm telling you, you've got to do your homework. You've got to go look at the Medicaid, call Medicaid, ask them about bringing in some long-term care services for a loved one, and there's going to be static on the line. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So understand that the government programs do not pay for long-term care. Also, a third misconception, that's what my money is for. That's what a lot of people in the survey said. Hey, well, that's what my money's for, is I'll just use my savings to pay for long-term care. Here's the problem with that. Americans significantly underestimate the cost of long-term care. And when it comes time to pay for care, the overwhelming majority of people, I mean, and we're talking like 90% of people would rather spend their money somewhere else.
Yeah.
And same with your kids. I guarantee you this, your kids would rather spend your money somewhere else than paying for care. Because, folks, that's, you know, we think it's no big deal, but now all of a sudden I need $8,000 a month. You're watching everything you worked hard for get whittled down. And now you're sitting there thinking, how long am I in this long-term care situation? Is it going to last a year? Is it going to last 2 years? Is it going to last 8 years? And pretty soon you're burning through your savings, you're burning through your house, you're burning through your second home. And that's why people go broke in retirement, is these unreimbursed medical costs, long-term care. And the people that think they have enough money, the overwhelming majority of when it comes time, and we get those calls all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We get the calls all the time where someone's in long-term care and now they want insurance and they can't get it.
Yeah.
And they've got assets, they've got money, but now they're realizing, well, this is stupid. I could have for pennies on the dollar, I could have gotten all this care.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big misconception out there. And I think the final misconception I want to talk on a little bit here, and this is huge, my family will take care of me. Number one, does your family want the job? Have you ever sat down out there and talked to your kids, say, hey, which one of you do you want to take care of me, or do you want to? Now, some people will say, oh, don't worry, Mom, I'll take care of you. But again, I think that comes from a naive point of view. They don't understand, you know, how and when and the magnitude of the situation. But the burden on the family usually falls on the women. Two out of three caregivers in this country are women. And we're going to talk about that. I mean, this is huge, right? Because not only is the stress, the emotional stress, the physical stress, that is just such a burden on people, but also the financial stress. People don't understand that when I become a caregiver, I'm giving up part of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm a big part of my life. And that caregiver role does not, you don't get to choose. Like, you know what, I'm going to have a sick day today. I'm not going to go in today. It's like if you're a caregiver, you are on tap. You've got to go in. And so, in fact, we're going to head into our first break here real quick. And when we come back, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about what women should know, because they are, again, the biggest number of caregivers in this country. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
It's Story Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio@525advisors.com.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this morning. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch, our client coordinator.
Good morning.
We've actually got a class this morning, an asset-based class. And again, the asset-based class is really designed for people that are planning on self-insuring. So, you think you have enough money to get through long-term care. You've got some assets, maybe set aside, CD savings, retirement accounts, whatever it is that you would use. We're going to show you how to leverage that money into an insurance plan. And the great thing about these asset-based plans is they pay us back whether we use them or not for long-term care. So that class is starting off at 9 o'clock this morning, so we're going to see a lot of you over there. And then we have another class on Monday at 10 a.m. So that's Monday the 19th. That's coming Monday, a 10 a.m. start. That class is actually just our basic 101 long-term care class. And the main difference on that class is we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the traditional long-term care plans, which are the pay-as-you-go. If you have anybody that has long-term care insurance in your family, that's probably the plan that they have. They've been paying some premiums over time, and then when their health is compromised, they will trigger that. And so those plans still exist. There's still a place for those. And so the regular class, we talk about those as well as some of the asset-based. But today in the asset-based class, we're just going to go over more examples of the different asset-based classes, because there's just a wide variety of ways you can set them up, including, you know, single pay, using retirement accounts, paying over time, paying over limited payments, 10 payments or 20 payments. There's just a wide variety. So again, both the classes, those you're going to learn essentially the same information about what it pays for, how you trigger a claim. All of that information is going to be included in both classes. And then we're also going to give you our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, and that's the same book that goes out. So either one of those classes are great, but we've got quite a few people signed up this morning, and we still have a few seats available for the Monday class. So if you want to jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com, again, 525longtermcare.com, it's just right there on the homepage, on the front page, upcoming events. So we start off the show just talking about some of the misconceptions, and one of the big things was, my family can take care of me in a long-term care situation. Here's the thing. Two out of three women out there are burdened with being a caregiver. And we've got someone in the studio right here, Madeline, who has played that role.
I lived through it. Yeah.
You lived
through
that.
I had to step through, step up, because I was the only woman in my family.
That's
really.
Right. And that's usually what it boils down to. And so, in fact, it's kind of interesting because the one country where you're starting to see a lot more men caregivers is China.
Mm-hmm.
Because China, they had the one child only policy and everybody was hankering for a man over there. So they've got more men than women over there now. And so that is one of the few areas where you're seeing. But as a general rule, even here in America, a lot of times, it's the wife taking care of the father-in-law or the mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally coming down to the women. And I watched that in my family. My mom was the one that stepped up to take care of her mom. So here's some things I think that women need to know. Again, 2/3 of the caregivers in this country are women. Now, 86% of the women, and again, this was a big, huge survey that was done nationally that just came out not too long ago. 86% of women caregivers report emotional burdens are among the most difficult aspect of providing long-term care.
And I remember that. My mom, before she passed away, was like a chain that I was attached to. Like, I had to be there all the time. There
mm-hmm.
was no freedom to my life, and you forget about it. But then, when they do pass away, it's like you feel guilty because, of a sudden I have my life back.
Well, the emotional burden is real, and also just what Madeline is touching on, one of the biggest things out there, one of the biggest emotions that people feel is guilt, and it's because I feel guilty, everything. If you're the caregiver and you need to run to the grocery store and then you run into somebody and you're going to stop and talk and they want to get a coffee, you can't do that. And if you do stay and you talk too long, you feel guilty for spending that extra 5 minutes because in the back of your mind, you're worried about the person you're taking care of. Are they cool? I hope they didn't try to get up. I hope they didn't fall down. It's time for their medications, whatever it is. And then emotionally, it just builds over time, especially for people that are in a situation where they're taking care of a cognitive situation, like an Alzheimer's, a spouse or something, because at that point, they just know every minute they're away from them, they know there's some risk. And so they get emotionally tied to having to be there and what if and what if and what if. And there's just hard to really relax. You can't get some time to yourself where you can just really go and decompress. You have to have somebody stepping in. So again, emotionally, that is one of the biggest and the most trying aspects of being a caregiver. The other thing I think, that they surveyed on women here, 73% of women said they would prefer home-based care, but they feel reluctant to pass that burden on to family members, particularly their children. And so, again, that's probably one of the – I would say that if we went back and surveyed all of our clients at 525 Advisors, the vast majority of them are doing it to protect their kids. A lot of them have been in the role or they have a parent that's in the role and they say, I don't want my kids to have to go through this. And others are just seeing it, the writing on the wall saying, I don't want my kids to have young kids. I don't want them to have to give up their life. But again, most people want that home health care. And that's the thing. That's where the family ends up being the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't have a long-term care insurance plan, I can have one of those care agencies come in. But now I'm writing that check for $200 or $300 every single day. Well, how long am I going to do that? How long is that going to go on? So people are reluctant to do that. And so they tend to try to cheat, especially spouses. I will take care of my spouse. I can do the majority of it. I'm not going to call somebody and spend $150 today.
Yeah.
I'm going to just try to step up and do it. So you fall into that role of that's your new normal and you become that caregiver. And again, the vast majority of the time, this is women. Another thing here, 88% of women agree that families should discuss long-term care planning before it actually happens. But only 42%, less than half, have actually even talked to their spouse about it. And fewer than 10% have actually talked to their kids about a long-term care plan and how it might play out. And again, we're talking about this from a woman's point of view because women, historically, we look back, women have been the caregivers in this country in all situations. And it's starting to change a little bit. I'm not saying that a man can't be or that it's not burdensome from a man, but we're just saying that the vast majority, women tend to live longer. Women tend to use more long-term care. women tend to need more long-term care service, and the vast majority of people providing that long-term care services are unpaid family members, and 2 out of 3 of those are women.
Yeah.
And so it really just hits home on that. And so that's something that we really want to consider. So I think that, you know, this, let's go full circle here. What we're really talking about are the importance of having a plan. And I want to spend some time on this. One last thing, too, before we go there. The survey found out here, they did this, there's all kinds of numbers out there, and I don't like to rely on statistics too much, but one of the most recent surveys said that they estimate the financial cost to a woman caregiver to be $325,000 in lost wages and diminished work hours. And you know somebody, it's my mother-in-law's sister took care of their mom. And she, same thing, she was a business owner. She ended up having to give up hours. She had to give up work. And I was just telling you, July 4th, I went out to Colorado. And, you know, one of our favorite restaurants, Cafe Olay, she is not in there. Marcia is not able to come in there and do the muffins and do the cinnamon rolls and all the things that she does on a regular basis. She's working a couple hours less, and she's working fewer days per week. So, again, she's losing wages, right? She's giving up time to take care of mom and dad. Well, guess what? Why she's doing that, she's saving the money from having a caregiver come in, but she's losing the money on the business side.
Exactly.
She's losing the wages and the hours. And so that's the financial cost that's hidden right there. Yes, she's not writing a check to a caregiver, but you know what she's essentially doing is she's flushing money down the drain because she doesn't have her business open. Mm-hmm. And that's what we mean by that. So it financially, yes, emotionally the burden is huge, but it's also a financial cost. So the importance of having a plan, let's talk about that. Number one, what does having a long-term care plan do for you? It protects you and your family. You know, number one, it gives you permission to get that care that you need, right? And it gives you the ability to have those professionals come in without your children giving up their lives.
Yeah, you can stay comfortable in your own home.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if I'm in a time of need now and I don't have a plan, what's the first thing I'm going to do? My family's going to realize that. They're going to circle the wagons. They're going to call. And some people will hire professionals. Some people will do that. But the majority of the time, they don't. The majority of the time, they don't feel they can financially afford it, or they don't see the value proposition. Meaning, why are we going to spend somebody or spend $200 paying somebody today versus me just coming over and doing some work, right? And I'll save that money, and we'll just save the money for when we need it. But number one, it protects your family by having, you know, the plan in place. They don't have to give up their life. They can manage your care now instead of providing that care. And that's just huge. Number two, the thing that I think people often overlook with a long-term care plan is it gives you permission to get care when you need it. Meaning, I've got that plan. I'm going to get the help. I'm not going to feel guilty about asking somebody for help or know that somebody's given up their life. I'm going to flip that switch and I'm going to start getting the care I need.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that have long-term care plans, statistically, they spend more time at home and fewer of them will ever end up in a nursing home. What they really say is about 3 out of 4 people will start their long-term care journey in their own home. 70% of those people will end up staying in their own home. They'll take their last breath on their own pillow because, again, they have the resources to bring the help in when they need it. And usually they get help earlier on in a long-term care situation, so they have a better quality of life.
Exactly.
Lastly, this is the big thing, having a plan. What does having a long-term care plan really do? It provides a tax-free stream of income needed to pay for that care. So it protects your investments and it protects your future financial commitments. And I think that's just it, right? We don't want to spend our own money. We think we will. But especially like I say, when I go back out to Colorado, the business owners, they're in a tight situation because they either got to sell their business or close their business while they're losing income off of that. And that's their asset. That's that asset that provides future income. If I start spending down my retirement account, guess what? Now I have less money to earn that interest, to get that return, to earn that income for me. So it just shortens my financial future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things the financial advisors always do is they're looking at it saying, you know, if we spend 4% of your retirement account, you'll make it to 96. You should be fine and not run out of money. Well, think about that now. All of a sudden, I run into a long-term care situation. I can't live off of 4% of my retirement account. I need 8 or 10 or 12%. So it really shortens my financial future. So those people that are depending on their own finances to do this, especially if they're married, a lot of times, again, the spouse is the one stepping up because they're saying every dollar I pay to a caregiver is a dollar for me as the healthy spouse that I'm not going to have to spend in the future.
Yeah.
And so they end up wearing themselves out becoming this caregiver. So again, if I have a plan, it's going to protect my family. It's going to give me permission to get the help when I need it. But lastly, it's also going to provide that tax-free stream of income. And again, I stress that over and over again, because if I have assets, I have income. For those people that are coming to our class today, that's one of the big things we're going to talk about. I have assets. I've got to convert them to income to pay for care. Guess what? I'm paying taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm either paying income taxes on the retirement account that I'm spending down, or I'm paying capital gains on the stock I'm selling or on the real estate I'm selling. Whatever it is, I'm going to pay some taxes. So again, there's a lot more to having a plan than just whether I have enough money. It protects your family, but it also provides you that tax-free stream of income. We're going to head into our next break here, and when we come back, I got a client of the week, and this is an alternative to putting money in a trust, and I'm going to explain it when we get back to Long Term Care Radio.
Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian's last class in August is this coming Monday, the 19th, in Bellevue. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
We've all heard the term buy low and sell high, and markets have recently hit another all-time high. And that begs the question, is this the top? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Is this the top? No one knows. The truth is, we no longer need to know. By using our risk-managed stock portfolios and Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we can lower your fees, increase your upside, and drastically reduce your risk exposure. This is now the longest bull market in U.S. financial history, and stock valuations have never been higher. So why risk it? Call now to get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio on this kind of cloudy Saturday morning.
Yeah, it'll probably get sunny later.
It's a nice time to come in class. We have a class kicking off at 9 o'clock this morning over in Bellevue. And for those of you that would like to sign up for a class, they're always on our website at 525longtermcare.com. That's right on our front page, their upcoming events. You just click on that. It has directions. The classes are free. We just ask that you sign up because we have limited seating there. So we have to keep a head count on that. And our next class is Monday at 10 a.m., and you can get all the information again on our website at 525longtermcare.com. That's Monday the 19th over in Bellevue. And a lot of people will call us or email us and ask us. It's like, yes, we have free parking. It's easy to get to. We're right off of the southeast 8th exit over in Bellevue. And so it's just nice classroom setting. Come in, sit down, learn about long-term care, start the discussion, and then all of our information is on our website as well, too. So those of you that cannot make it to the website, Madeline's done a good job setting that up with right on our long-term care radio square there, the big green box in the middle of our webpage. Click start here, and that will walk you through a lot of the information that we cover in the class. And we have questions on our website, and we have examples and all kinds of stuff on there. So jump on there and take a look at that when you get a chance. So this is the time of the show where we do the client of the week. And it's probably my favorite segment every week is going back through our files and getting some permission and pulling up the information on somebody that we've helped design a plan for,
yeah,
and the reasons why they did it and how we ended up with the plan in place that we did.
Because everyone has a different story.
Everybody does. And it's like the idea behind this is that we're going to gather information and then work towards meeting your particular goal. And this was a classic example. This is Charles, who is 72. And again, think about that, 72, right? Everybody told him he's too old for long-term care, and you're not. I mean, this is a textbook case for us. Charles is 72. His wife, Stephanie, is 69. Now, like a lot of people, they had done some estate planning. They had legal plans in place. They thought they knew what they were doing. But what it really boiled down to, and Charles came to our class. He was listening to the radio, and he said, you know, one of the things that I said, he said, you know, this is what touched me. You said, what happens if I don't die? He goes, yeah, right? Their estate plan was set up to where if he dies, then X amount of money is going to go into a trust, and that's going to protect those assets from what? Well, in case Stephanie ends up in a long-term care situation. That's the way estate planning is done for a lot of people. And it makes sense. That's what happens, right? I die. So in a community property state, if I've got $1 million, $500,000 goes into a trust, and that money now is protected in case Stephanie ends up in a long-term care situation. But what I always say is, what happens if you don't die? And Charles mm-hmm. is like, well, exactly. What if I have that stroke and they've got a friend that's going on their like their fifth year in long-term care, and they're like, oh, that could be me, right? Mm-hmm. So that was just nagging at him in the back of his mind, so he came to one of our classes. And my point is that it's not either or, and Charles realized this. It's not that you don't do estate planning because you have long-term care planning. No, you do your estate planning. You need it. It's a reality. We have to have our estate plan. We have to have our legal documents in order, our power of attorneys, our medical directives, all that stuff. And we need to know kind of how is our asset and our estate going to be passed on? Where do we want that money to go to? What happens if I don't have a long-term care plan in place and I end up in a long-term care event? Oftentimes it undoes that estate plan, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't have the resources to put into the trust anymore, or I can't contribute to the kids' college or whatever it is. So Charles and Stephanie came in. We sat down. We looked at their estate. They had quite a bit of money. And I said, look, you don't have to worry about putting this money in a trust right now, right? You can put the money in a trust now and protect it from the long-term care costs and get Medicaid, but you got to do it 5 years ahead of time, right? So you have to impoverish yourself, and nobody does that. Nobody wants to do that. We work hard because we need to live off that money. So what we did is we designed a plan for them that would, you know, basically work as an estate planning tool as well. And we took a single deposit of $295,000. And folks, this sounds like a lot of money, but again, it's relative, right? This was just a small part of their estate. It's a fraction of what they were trying to protect if he was to die and then we're going to move over to a trust. But what we're going to do is we're going to put this $295,000, we're going to deposit into this long-term care plan. That's it. There's no other payments. What it does is it guarantees them if they die, both of them, this covers both Charles and Stephanie, $355,000 is coming back to the estate. So again, 295 in, they die, 355 comes back. That's going to be tax-free. That's structured as a death benefit. So we're going to plan that out on like who the beneficiary is going to be, because we're going to say, well, we're going to bet that you don't end up in long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics tell us that you probably will, but in case you don't, your money's not wasted. It's going to go back to whoever you want in the estate. And that's going to be a tax-free death benefit. So that's this life insurance component that's built into this asset-based plan. That's not what we got it for. You know, anybody can do that. What we got it for is it's going to provide each of them with $7,100 a month of long-term care. We're talking over $85,000 a year per person for the rest of their life, each of them.
Unlimited bucket.
So if they're both on claim, they get like $170,000 a year of long-term care. Now, think about this. What this really did for him is Charles is sitting there saying, gosh, what if I end up having that stroke and I don't die? Now we're going to just start burning down assets. What's going to happen first? What am I going to be able to leave for Stephanie? And what happens if she ends up in long-term care? Then she burns to those assets. There's nothing to put in these trusts. There's nothing to leave to our grandchildren. Well, now they have a plan. Now they know that they have $85,000 a year per person coming in for as long as they need it. Now, is that enough long-term care insurance? Don't know. But we know. Let's say they're spending $100,000 a year. Well, guess what? They got an 85% discount
yeah.
on that cost of long-term care. We know now they're not going to go broke. But more than likely, when we're designing this plan, we're looking at their Social Security. We're looking at their other sources of income, their rental income, pension income, things like that that you're going to have for life anyway. And we're saying, look, we don't have to pay 100% of a nursing home cost, but what if we could pay 85% of it? Mm-hmm. Because the vast majority of people with long-term care insurance never make it to that nursing home anyway. So this will give you a cushion where you can bring that help in and stay at home most likely and not dip into your other savings. That's the idea behind this. And it's an ongoing stream of income tax-free. Now, if I need $85,000 a year and I'm converting an asset, well, guess what? Now I'm pulling out $110,000, $120,000 a year, right, to get that $85,000 because I've got to pay the taxes on it. So again, a single deposit of $295,000. We just reposition this money. It's going to come back to them guaranteed either in long-term care or in a tax-free death benefit of at least $350,000. And what I mean by that is if just one of them goes on claim and they spend $100,000, the estate still gets $250,000 back.
Yeah.
They still get at least $350,000 out of this plan, even though they only put $295,000. However, should I need long-term care, that's why we have it. What if I do end up in that 7 or 8 or 10 year event from a cognitive claim? Guess what? $85,000 a year coming in for as long as I need it. And oh, by the way, then if I pass away and my wife, Stephanie, comes in, bride, and she lives a lot longer than me, she has $85,000 a year to last her for as long as she needs it. It's just going to keep coming in.
Well, and the biggest thing with this plan, too, that they loved is the claim service. I mean, every time we put one of these plans in place, that's like the added benefit. Yes, we get this pay raise in the time of need. We have a plan. But now we have an 800 number we can call. Our kids can call and just make sure, hey, we need to find a better caregiver to come into the house. Call the claim service. Boom.
Yeah. This particular company that we use is just fantastic. They have such a great claims department. In fact, we have a video that we send out to our clients saying this is what happens. I mean, you literally call an 800 number. I can call it. You can call it. Your kids can call it. And they're going to assign somebody to you that day, and that person's going to be your point of contact for the rest of your life for the claim. Now, if they replace that person, there's a backup person that will come in and introduce themselves to you. But the idea is when you're on claim, you have a go-to person to talk to, right? So you can call. And man, that is such a relief because you went through it trying to be the caregiver. I watched my mom go through it with her mom, and my grandmother had long-term care insurance, but my mom was constantly always having to make these calls. Well, now you can just call Peggy or whoever it is that's assigned to you, and she's going to sit there and walk you through, and she's going to understand your claim and where you're at and coordinate that care and help you manage that claim.
Exactly.
So it really is. It's the same idea. I tell everybody, when my house burned down, we did not simply just go to, get a sack full of cash and go rebuild our house. They showed up and they took care of it. And that's the whole idea behind having a good long-term care insurance plan is this concierge team is going to jump into action and say, look, we got you covered. It's just like when you wreck your car. They don't tell you, okay, here's your money. Now you go buy the parts and you fix it yourself. It's like they take care of it, right?
Yep.
And so that's the same idea here with this. But again, bottom line for this client, think about this, $295,000. They were going to do, they have their estate plan set up. Charles is supposed to die, or if Stephanie dies, X amount goes into a trust. They have a trust set up to where it's going to put this money out to their grandkids in the future and some of their charities that they wanted. Now they're not worried about undoing that estate plan. They know that estate plan is going to make sense. And I tell everybody, I tell them this in my class, you need to find out if you can get a long-term care insurance plan in place, because if you can't, if Charles and Stephanie do not qualify, they have a whole different conversation with their attorney. Because now if they're really trying to protect their assets from the high cost of long-term care, the only thing they can do is give those assets away, put them in a trust where they can't use them, and they've got to do that 5 years ahead of time. And so that's a tough feeling versus the way their estate plan is set up now. They know they have long-term care coverage. If they do die, the will's going to fund that estate plan, and off you go. And so again, just a wonderful plan, $295,000 in, $355,000 coming back, but each of them get $85,000 a year tax-free for long-term care insurance coverage for as long as they need it. I just don't think you can beat it.
Nope.
So we're going to head into our final break here. And when we come back, we got a question of the week from Alan over in Redmond. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
Well, I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had, and he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian's last class in August is this coming Monday, the 19th, in Bellevue. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thank you again for tuning in. You just heard a couple of the ads. We do have an asset-based class coming up on Monday the 19th over in Bellevue. So if you're free, come join us. That's at 10 a.m. kickoff. Actually, that's our regular long-term care planning class. Our asset-based class is this morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah, we switched it up because
I got to get that straight. I don't have much time.
He's going to start giving you all the information for the regular one.
Yeah. So, but anyway, all of our class information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. That's just a website designed for you to go in there and pick around and get some information and just learn a little bit about this. The whole process of how we work, how we design a plan, it really starts with education. We want you to, number one, find out what long-term care is and just get over. I mean, there's so many myths and misconceptions out there, and a lot of it, I'm going out in September out to Detroit to be with some financial advisors out there and speak, and it's like I think a lot more advisors are starting to get together and say, look, we are failing our clients by not discussing this, because when it does happen, it's just like, you know, the market's down, this, that, or the other thing. And we tend to look at everything in a long-term horizon. Oh, you have enough money, you'll be able to do this, do that. And it's like, that's not a plan. You know, that's hope. You're hoping that everything works out and the market's okay. And what we also know, too, is the tax burden is becoming harder and harder on all of us, especially with retirement accounts. So again, having a long-term care plan provides that tax-free stream of income, which is really wonderful when you need it. It allows that estate planning to – I mean, I can't stress that enough. Estate planning is so crucial. I'm not saying you don't need that by any means. You have to have an estate plan. You want to get that done. But what you also want is you want to know if you can put a long-term care plan in place, because that's what's going to protect that estate plan.
Yeah, that's what provides the money.
That's right. If I'm the client, just like the client of the week, I can go through all of the process, get the fancy leather binder, and sit there and say, I've got everything set up good. This is what's going to happen when I die. That's the way most estate plans are written. But what happens if you end up in long-term care and you need that extra $8,000 a month that you weren't budgeting for? Where does it come from? Well, that just means less money that's going to your estate, and it's going to undo that estate plan. So one of the, on our website, you'll see long-term care radio question of the week submission. This is your chance to send us a question, and we get questions from all over. And this week we got one from Alan over in Redmond. And Alan just asked this basic question we get all the time. And it says, can a family member get paid to provide care for me if I have a long-term care insurance policy? And that is such a great question because, yes, it can, Alan. A lot of people don't realize this. If you do have a family member that says, yes, mom, you're moving in with me, or dad, you're going to move in with me, or I'm going to move in with you, and I will take care of you, great. Well, you can still pay those people. There's actually two types of plans out there. They're either going to pay like a reimbursement, which means you bill and they're going to basically reimburse that money. That's the standard. That's the way my policies are, because there's an audit trail to that. So there's a claim specialist on the other end making sure that you're receiving the right amount of care and somebody's not overbilling you and all that stuff.
And you have a good caregiver.
Yes. Now, if your family member's a caregiver, they can get licensed and they can still get paid to do that. It's just that now that's a, it's an income stream to them. So they have to claim that money as income. But you can still do that with a reimbursement plan, Alan. The other thing to keep in mind is that if I have a cash, or what we call an indemnity policy, a cash policy just says, hey, here's a check for $6,000 a month or whatever your policy is going to pay out. We're going to give you that $6,000. You can use that money to pay your family member. Your family member does not have to be licensed at that point. Now, what's going to happen on that situation is you're going to have a per diem limit, which is up to about $370 a day, so a little over $11,000 a month. As long as your plan is paying less than that, you're going to be pretty much safe to pay the family member and do what you want. If you're receiving more money than that, then you just have to do some record keeping and prove that you're spending that money on care. Now, paying a family member for care is okay. It's just that if the IRS comes in and audits you, that family member, you have to be able to prove that you paid that family member. And so you'd want to talk to your CPA about that, because remember, the person that's taking care of you, that's getting paid, that's income. That's a job to them. But yes, family members oftentimes get paid out of a long-term care insurance contract, and a lot of people want their family member to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these plans actually offer caregiver training benefit within it. Mm-hmm. So it can help your family get the training they need to be that caregiver.
Well, and not yet. That's a great point. Not only that, so if we go back to our client of the week, so it's Charles and Stephanie, they're getting a little over $7,100 a month of long-term care, $85,000 a year. Well, included in that plan is $14,000 for caregiver training and $14,000 for medical and home improvements. So if you think about that, if I have a family member that needs to go get licensed and learn how to become a caregiver, maybe learn to administer medication, my policy will pay for them to go through that training. And by the way, I've got another $14,000 that I can use to build a wheelchair ramp, to put grab handles in my bed, to buy an intravenous pump, to get an adjustable bed, to get a stair lift, whatever I need to make my home a safe place for me to age in place. And so that is such a great benefit, because a lot of times if it's a sudden event, like it's a horrible accident or a sudden stroke, and then they release your loved one to come home and you're saying, okay, maybe I need to do some basic training on how to lift properly, how to administer medications. I need to make some alterations to my home. That way I can bring them home as opposed to leaving them in the assisted living facility or the nursing home. Exactly. And that's what a lot of these plans will pay for. But family, even with long-term care insurance, again, it's not either or. A lot of times the long-term care insurance is going to pay a family member, but it's also what allows us, maybe my family member now, what do they have to give up a job? Well, guess what? I can pay them to come live with me and take care of me, or vice versa. And it's a win-win in those situations if you have someone in that situation.
Exactly.
And I think people always feel good about that. I like the cash plans just for that reason. Even a small cash plan, if I have a couple $1,000s a month benefit coming in, that goes a long ways.
Yeah. I mean, anything goes a long way when you don't have that expected income, you know, and all of a sudden now you have this pay raise, even if it's only $2,500 a month or something. Mm-hmm. That's still extra money you can use.
Yes. And to the point, too, where Alan asked the question, can I pay a family member? Well, think about this. You know, we had some family members that hired a nursing student through our church that they knew that came and moved in and lived with them.
Yeah.
And so she provided care while she was there and watched over him and helped with the meal prep and the lighthouse work and just the basics. And then she was still able to go to class during the day. They had somebody come in. But that was a cost-effective way for them to get a full-time caregiver living with them. And it was a win-win for the student, right? She had a place to live. She got paid to be a caregiver, and she was also able to go to school. So if you have a properly designed plan, or you have that cash indemnity plan, you can do things like that too, because you can hire somebody for like that less than you're going to be able to go out and hire a professional caregiver service that's going to send somebody into your home.
Oh, definitely.
And so again, it's about budgeting, and that's part of our planning process. When we sit down and we talk, and a lot of people are surprised at this. Our initial, you know, we gather a lot of initial information, but some of the things I want to know is, tell me about your family. Tell me about your kids. Where do they live? How involved are you? Some people are very, very close with their family. You know, they all live within 5 miles of each other. Other people, you're like me, you know, my mom has 3 boys and we're scattered all over the country. So we kind of weigh that into the factor as well, too, because if we do have somebody, maybe there's a more cost-effective way for you to get the care that you need as opposed to hiring one of the caregiving services or moving to the assisted living. But we're going to design a plan that maybe is still going to, doesn't have to be as big of a plan now.
Yeah.
But it can still
budget.
It can still give you meaningful coverage. So that's just really, it's just a great question. So yes, you can pay family members. You can also pay professionals. You can pay for assisted living. You can pay for adult daycare. You can pay all the way up to a skilled nursing home with the long-term care plans today. Mm-hmm. And so that's just really great. And if you have a question for us, again, go to our website, 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage, Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. Submit that question and we'll pick through it and bring it out and read it on air. And I think one of the things I want to talk about too is that as we roll back into summer, I mean, this is the summer doldrums, right? Everybody's trying to squeeze that last vacation in. School starts again and then we head back into the fall and the family time. And really think about that. I mean, what we do by putting a long-term care plan in place is we protect the people that we care about most.
Yes, and it's a multi-generational gift, really. I mean, when you put a plan in place, you are now protecting your kids mm-hmm. and then your grandkids
absolutely.
From losing their parents to having to give up their life to be a caregiver.
Yes, and I think that just right there, that is why I'm so personal about this, and I always say this in the class, is really what you're doing is you're protecting your family. Because my grandmother, by putting that plan in place, she protected my mom. But guess what? Once she turned that plan on and she started at home and then she moved to an assisted living facility, she was there for 5 years. Guess what? That was a place now that she was safe, she was secure. But when we went out to visit my mom wasn't being the caregiver anymore.
I
got my mom back and my mom got to be a grandma to my kids. And so it protected multiple generations. So thanks for tuning in. We're headed over to Bellevue for our class this morning, Asset Base. We have another class Monday, so we'll see you then. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.